On Capitol Hill, the battle is on as the House Ways and Means Committee has started its review of the Republican tax overhaul plan. The partisan divides are obvious. On one side is the top Democrat on the committee, Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal. On the other side is Republican Kevin Brady of Texas, who chairs the committee.
This is a restoration of basic freedoms that all Americans deserve, but only special interests now get to enjoy under today's broken tax code.
Last night, Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano was going through the tax plan page by page when we called him.
There are a couple of things I like in there, but overwhelmingly, I don't like. I wouldn't mind cutting taxes for some of the lowest income people. I certainly wouldn't mind making the middle class a little easier to do certain things, like pay for college education, but they should be done in a revenue-neutral way. I would never say that a package this big has absolutely nothing in it I like or everything in it I like. There's always some good and some bad.
What are the major objections?
Mostly where this is skewed to. This is skewed towards 80% of the benefit going to a handful of people in this country. And then we're supposed to trust them to then hire more people. When it comes to social policies, I really think that it's a perfectly fair thing to do, to ask those of us who have a little bit extra money to contribute a little bit more to the greater good of society.
Is there a need at this time in history for a tax overhaul? The Republicans seem hell-bent toward it, but is there a need from your point of view for it?
Not that I see, no. I mean, there's always a call for tweaking and that and the other thing. But no, this is exactly what we did when George Bush was president. The economy was going pretty well. And they slashed taxes for wealthy people and completely blew up the deficit, which to me is unconscionable. And I don't understand why anybody thinks that we need to be slashing taxes for the wealthiest people in this country and the corporations in this country at this point in time.
Do you believe that once you and the other Democrats have all the details in front of you, do you believe that there will be room for compromise, or is this going to be partisan headbutting all the way right down to the final votes on this?
If done properly, there is always room for compromise, but the chairman of the committee has already been publicly quoted several times as saying that once the bill comes to the floor, there's no more amendments. And thus far, they have taken no Democratic ideas. Now, that could change over the next few days, but thus far it hasn't.
So Congressman Neal, of course, the dean of the Massachusetts delegation from Springfield, has not at all sounded optimistic that a deal is going to be reached, and it doesn't really sound like, from my point of view listening to you, that you think a deal is going to be reached either.
Not based on what we've seen so far, both on this and prior bills, the health care bill being the most, the clearest example. The Republicans who run the Congress at this point in history have indicated no willingness whatsoever to work with Democrats to try to get to common ground. That could always change, and we're going to continue to try to push it. But based on recent past history, it doesn't give me a whole lot of hope that they're going to start doing it now.
Given this, will the Democratic strategy be to try and block this bill, and is that possible?
Well, it's hard to tell. I mean, I'm like any bill, I'm going to vote no unless it's a decent bill. It doesn't have to be perfect, but unless it's in the ballpark, I'll vote no. And I think most Democrats will.
So let me ask you one last question, Congressman Capuano. President Trump has said he's looking forward to signing this tax overhaul bill before the end of the year. You think that'll happen?
I would never bet against the party that controls the House, the Senate, and the White House. They always have the odds in their favor. So based on what I've seen so far, I hope not, but we'll have to wait and see. I don't know.
Congressman Michael Capuano from the 7th District, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks, Paul.